And you come down and make me an inspector, and goddammit, here I've got to back off from these son of a bitches because I can't tell them nothing. They hang a damn reject tag on their work. If anybody gives me the authority to inspect their goddamn work, I said. This is the first time I've ever inspected rolling artillery. The artillery and tanks, I've had it all the time, but the Red Thrasher does these, so I showed him. Hey, you know, you can use a substitute number if it works. You know what the cross feed is on a cannon, you know, elevated.
The cross feed.
The handle. You know,
it's
90 degree angle.
Yeah,
okay. It's over on this side. See. Okay. We looked at one there where they had substituted an item, a bearer. The shaft on the cross is about that big round. I'm just giving you an idea. It went through a bearing, and the bearing had a small hole over the to fit on the shaft. But this bearing was this big around. It fit the outside diameter, but the inside diameter of the shaft wasn't even nowhere near it, see? It was just sitting there. A bearing drove in there, and just sitting in the shaft was like this. See, when you got a hold of the wheel, you could move it back and forth like this. Well, that was obviously bullshit, see. And, of course, it had rubber tires on it, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And bushings, there's about 50 bushings on there, brass bushings, you know, throughout the carriage. And I used ball mic, you know, put a ball gauge in there and knife that, see, put it down. Way over the sandblast and blew it apart, you know, just made it oversized. He had no reamers. Red Thrasher, no reamers in his crew. None of them could read micrometers. None of his people. Yet, their material on their job stated that they would be able to read micrometers. They didn't. I caused a school to be initiated where these people were taught that. They couldn't catch it. Some of them couldn't read. Couldn't read any goddamn English. Couldn't read at all. Illiterates. In there with a grade 16. Now you can imagine this shit done by this Thrasher. His friends, you know. So, these guns were sitting all over the shop. The quality control amount that represented so many hundred guns, see, we take, like out of 200 guns, we take maybe 40, see, pick them out and check them. They were bad, all 200 were bad. That was a lot, see, we sent it back through the shop to correct this deficiency. Okay, you understand that. Small arm was bad as the artillery. Maybe not quite as bad because the possibilities wasn't there. But we, anyway, this general, this major got the old Thrasher over there, and he sweat when he got getting hot water, you know. He started dripping sweat. It wasn't hot in there. And this boy was helping me. He was just a newly made quality assurance person, see. And all he done was done what I told him, see, to do, what to look for in the rebuild standard. It was a book, that thick, on this gun, see, but what it had to meet to be a condition A or condition 1. So when this major got done pointing these things out to Red Thrasher, he asked him why. Whoa, when a big officer like this fellow, this is a big son of a bitch, asks you why you are a fake, he's telling you you're a shithead. You're trying to get away with murder, getting paid for something you're not doing. He says, either you take every goddamn gun back in that shop and they were cleaned and painted already, and break them down and you put these goddamn guns in anyone, can you teach these men how to... you have any of these reamers that is required for this job? No. I already know all that, what you got, the equipment that you drew out to work with. Nothing. You merely took a gun apart, sent it through the goddamn mill to be cleaned and painted, and put it back together again in that shoddy condition. There's not one gun he's out of the quality control sample that would pass muster. He's already, what the hell is the matter with you? Why are you taking money under false pretenses? Why don't you turn your resignation in now? He says, you were never capable to be a supervisor to start with. Told him right to his face. And he starts stuttering, trying to blame it on me, you know. He says, the inspector got a job to do and he done it. And he says, you ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Just keep your damn tongue off that inspector. He said, I think he's a fine man.
You
he's
were the
doing
one who
his
rejected
job.
Him.
Huh?
You were the one who rejected him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Red trying to, you know,
yeah.
I got it in for, no, I didn't have it in for nobody. And, you know, the man says, if he had it in for you, he says, shit, he's got all the goddamn room in the world to prove it. And he says, he didn't send for me. He says, his boss sent for me. He's just done his job. That's all he does. I says, he brought it up some time ago that you people should be going to school, learning how to read micrometers and measuring tools and use reamers. Because when you put a new bushing in there, it's got to be reamed, you know, to fit, see? I just kept on with what I was doing, you know, and I cleaned that mess up. And I don't know what they had to do in order to get these guns back out of the field, out of a condition one, you know. Who put them in? I don't know. See, I don't. This other artillery inspector's, you know, quality control. I'm quality assurance. See, I was over quality control. You understand? I don't tinker around with every little thing. I have people doing that. And this big fella, he patted me on the shoulder. He said, I'm going to tell you something, boy. He said, if they pull any shit on you, he says, for doing your job, he says, you let me know. He's a colonel behind me. And he says, I'm a big enough son of a bitch, he says, to take care of any of these shitheads around here. He says, I'm going to try to find out why you are not the supervisor of this operation instead of a peasant. We call it, you know, worker peasant. I said, well, I said, because I want it that way. Because I'm satisfied that way. Because I don't want a lot of responsibility. I said, I've had enough of World War II to fill my bag of goodies. I said, I don't need any horseshit. I said, I've had it. I don't like people to look down on me or blame me for something that's their responsibility. If you have a crew of people out here working, doing some cutting bushes or whatever you're doing, and they're your crew, don't try to throw off your screwing up on your inspector, see? Because I got to look to see whether you've done what the paperwork said to do. That's all I did, see? I didn't have no damn... Then it came down, I wasn't a bona fide Alabamian, you know, all that, come on, I can't try to pull all that shit. Well, it turned out the goddamn boss was from Georgia, you know, Golight is from Georgia, is his boss, see? And Golight, he looks at him, he says, no, he says, Mr. Coffin's right, he says, don't bring up that he's not from Alabama, don't bring it up. He says, I'm from Georgia. What are you going to do? Run me down, too? This interjection is an Irish euphemism for my God. Yeah, old Golight, Mr. Golight, he's dead. All these people are dead. Red died, Golight, they died, they all dead. But Red was wrong. He was absolutely wrong what he was doing. After leaving the now, I'll put it this way, he didn't know no better. Poor son of a bitch didn't know no better, but he tried to make up for it with his big mouth, you know, trying to run you down, see? He'd bring up something else that you wasn't from here or some shit like that. Well, they send Davis, they send an old fellow who I took his place, you know. He didn't know his ass Mahoney now. He just put a... They just had quality control. They didn't have quality assurance. I was one of the first ones to join quality assurance out there. Now, there was a colonel out there. He was from Rock Island, right near Rock Island there. He was a school teacher, a professor, you know. I call him a school teacher, but the professor would be the right name. His name was Williams. See, I was quitting out there. I was working a 2-week notice. That's what I told him I'd give him. And the boss that I'm working for, George Cole, he didn't want me to quit. He says, he told him up there at headquarters, he says, my best men is quitting. He says, the ones with little knowledge. He says, they're quitting. They're not getting paid enough. There was a guy there named Dana. Like that girl, you know, you had. He was from up, I don't know where he was from. But he wasn't from here. He wasn't from Alabama. He worked a while there. He's a damn good worker, you know. And I used to work together with him. And I never did ask him where he come from. But I know it was up in one of the other states, you know, not this state, in the northern state. And he says, well, he says, a bunch of chicken shit son of a bitches around here. They're not going to let you go nowhere. You're not going to be nothing but watching these goddamn ignorant bastards get the gravy and we get the work. He says, George, he says, if I was you, he says, let's go somewhere else. He'd been to Florida. This son of a bitch fished around, you know, and wherever he'd go, he'd get a job, see. Yeah, he was kind of a well-built fellow. Very nice guy. I hated to see him go. Cole hated to see him go, too. He was a boss. But he wasn't educated either, see. There's one guy there, Pete Howell. He was a World War I veteran, worked at the depot out there, and he couldn't read and write. He'd come back there, you know, we had stuff laying before we were working. And he asked me, what it says on that box over there? I looked at him. I didn't want the hell to think, you know. I thought, sure, Pete Howell knew how to read and write, because George Cole was calling him, you know, and asking him what it said on that box there, you know. There was a big box with a thing had two motorcycle front wheels in it, and a buggy, you know. And he wanted to know what code was on it, you know. So Pete looked at it, and he says, "Would you?" He says, "I ain't got my glasses."